This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Leanne Rozelle is the Executive Director of Families and Allies of Virginia's Youth, part of the Legal Aid Justice Center. She joins me on the long line. How are you, Leanne?
I'm very well, Coy.
Thanks for joining me. I appreciate it. We want to congratulate you on your Soros Justice Fellowship, and we'll explore that in just a minute. And what that means vis-a-vis the juvenile justice system here in Virginia. But let's start, if we can, with Leanne Rozelle 101, where you're from and how you got into your line of work.
Sure. I actually live up here in Arlington, where it's also raining. And I grew up pretty much in Virginia and have been living in Arlington for the last 10 years. I was a video editor, and I had a perfectly good job that I enjoyed as a video editor, when my son got in trouble. And they told me that he was going to be sent, what they call here, downstate. I had no idea what downstate was. I really didn't know very much about the juvenile justice system at all. But I began to explore, as we were drawn in as a family, into the system, and learned a lot about what's wrong with the system, and not only that, but the kinds of things that we can do to make the system work better, the kinds of things they're doing in various different parts of the country, and even in some parts of Virginia. Our son was sent to a youth prison, essentially. They call them juvenile correctional centers here in Virginia. And one of the things we found out just made our hair stand on end. This is a facility where it costs now $118,000 per kid per year to keep the kid there, house them, and educate them. And within 3 years, the latest statistic we have is within 3 years, 70% of those kids are reconvicted of a new crime after they're released from the juvenile correctional centers.
70%.
70%. And that doesn't strike us as a very effective use of taxpayer money, and it's a scary statistic for a parent to hear when your kid's being sent to one of these facilities. Essentially, it's an obsolete model. The idea of locking kids up in what's essentially a prison and expecting that that somehow is going to make them better. As it turns out, there are better ways of responding to kids who break the law than that model. So once I started seeing that and knowing about those better ways, I also found out that there were organizations in other states that had brought the voices of families and youth to the table and had been able to make some significant changes in their states. For example, Louisiana, where they closed one of their worst youth prisons, and the family organization there was very successful in helping to bring about legislation that is now starting to turn around how they respond to youth in trouble in Louisiana. And I thought, you know, if we could do that, if they could do that in Louisiana, we could do that here in Virginia.
My guest is Leanne Rozelle. She's the Executive Director of Families and Allies of Virginia's Youth with the Legal Aid Justice Center. And you are also, congratulations, a recipient of a 2009 Soros Justice Fellowship from the Open Society Institute. What exactly does that mean, this fellowship?
Well, basically, the fellowship is an 18-month fellowship that will pay me and enable me to continue the work of building our organization, Families and Allies of Virginia's Youth. And I have to give a shout-out to two Charlottesville organizations that are very intimately involved with this. The Legal Aid Justice Center is acting as my host for the Soros Fellowship, and I'm actually speaking to you from their Northern Virginia office, but they're based in Charlottesville. And we've worked closely with the Just Children program there at the Legal Aid Justice Center ever since we first started. And the Virginia Organizing Project, fellow organizers, is acting as our fiscal sponsorship in this arrangement. And they're also based in Charlottesville. So I got to give a shout-out to them. But what the fellowship will do will enable me to work as an organizer to bring together families and young people and concerned community members, educate people about the juvenile justice system and some of the ways we can do better and improve the system, and bring those voices to bear at the policy table so so that especially the people who are most affected by the system, the families and young people, have a chance to move the policies and change things in Virginia.
Leanne, let me ask you this. As a parent who's been involved with the system and as an activist now, is there a better way to do this that's cheaper and that is also going to help the kids, help these kids in such a way that they're not being helped now, and it could actually even be cheaper than the amount of money we spend now as a state?
Yes, you're exactly on it. And in these times of fiscal distress, it's amazing that there are smarter and more effective and more cost-effective ways to deal with these kids. First of all, one thing that's a smarter way is to deal with them in an age-appropriate way. Unfortunately, in Virginia, our laws right now allow us to prosecute kids as young as 14 in the adult criminal system. And prosecutors can do that without an appeal even possible. In other words, that decision to prosecute a kid as an adult is often not even appealable. And it turns out that when we send kids into the adult criminal system, it's worse for public safety and it's worse for the kids. The kids themselves have a higher risk of assault and abuse and suicide when they get out, or when they get through the system, they're saddled with an adult conviction, which makes it harder for them to participate in society, to vote, to get a job, to go to school, and so forth. On the other side, too, kids who are processed in the adult system are more likely to commit crimes again, and more crimes, and more violent crimes. So it harms public safety as well. So this is an issue we're going to be working on closely this year. The Virginia State Crime Commission is looking at the issue of transferring kids to the adult criminal system, and we're going to be bringing the voices of people affected by that to the public and educating them about the flaws of doing that. Kids are kids. They're not adults.
Leanne, now what do you say to the folks out there, many of whom are listening, who are thinking, hey, if some of these kids are really bad apples, and I have no problem with locking them up, throwing away the key, they need to be off the street, they need to be behind bars.
Well, you know, when they're behind bars, they're going to come back. And when they come back, do we want them to be worse, or do we want them to be able to engage productively in society? I think most people would agree that we want kids to be able to be effective, productive, responsible citizens as adults. Kids have a possibility of changing, and that's a key thing that we've recognized for more than 100 years by having a juvenile justice system to begin with. We're now seeing through science, through brain science, and through research that kids are different from adults, and they can change. They're not who they're going to be. So we want to be sure that we have those opportunities available, not just for the kids themselves, but for society as a whole.
Leanne, give us an example of something that they might be doing elsewhere in America that you could point to that say, look, that's cheaper and that works and that really helps turn these kids around, and we're not doing that in Virginia.
Sure, yeah. One of the issues is that we often rely a lot on incarcerating kids. And it turns out that there are alternatives to doing that, particularly for some of the kids who are lower-level offenders. So in other states, and actually we have some sites in Virginia where they're finding that if they put in place alternatives to detention, those alternatives, wraparound programs, for example, things like what's called multisystemic therapy, which is a way of looking at all the pieces of a kid's life and focusing intently on that, but without locking them up. Those approaches are less expensive, and they're proven to work and keep kids from going deeper into the system or even from reoffending. So those are some of the kinds of things that we can do to really give kids a chance to develop and to grow into the productive people they can be.
Leanne Rozelle is the Executive Director of Families and Allies of Virginia's Youth and the recipient of a 2009 Soros Justice Fellowship to explore possible changes to the juvenile justice system here in Virginia. Leanne, I got about a minute or two left, but I'm curious if you could wave a magic wand and make some immediate changes to the juvenile justice system here in the Commonwealth. What's some of the one or two things that you would focus on first that need to be done like yesterday?
Well, I think there are two top things I would say. One is we've really got to take a fresh look at our laws that allow us to put kids in the adult system. Fortunately, this year, I think there's an opening for that. So that would be the first thing. Let's see what we can do to reduce the number of kids who are sent to that system. The second thing, let's see what we can do to reduce our reliance on incarceration, to create a continuum of local alternatives and local programs, and if we need to hold kids securely, put them in a small facility where you don't even need a gang in a 15-member facility the way you had gangs in a place like Beaumont. So we'd get rid of the large facilities like Beaumont and put them in small local programs and alternatives.
Leanne Rizel with the Families and Allies of Virginia's Youth. Is there a website, Leanne?
Yes, it's FAVYouth, as in Families and Allies of Virginia's Youth, .org.
FAVYouth.org.
That's right.
And folks can go to the website and get in touch with you if they want to join your effort in representing Central Virginia.
Yes.
Good deal. Leanne, thanks so much. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Coy.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.